The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Right, you are back to the Sunday Business Show with me, Conal O'Moran. This is, without doubt, the world's busiest business show, so we're packed with brands, entrepreneurs, dealmakers and magicians. Yep, we have a magician coming up, and why not? This is the Sunday Business Show, after all. Don't forget that you can listen back to the show anytime, like when you're shoveling the snow out of your driveway, just by listening back on the podcast, as many thousands of you do already. In a second, we'll see why brand Winnebago, maker of those massive caravan-type buses, has seen its share price drop by almost half. We have Amber Eyewear with us to tell us why you should wear the glasses if you watch a screen. From Sligo, we have Quickcrop, who help 15,000 Britons to grow their own. Dublin family firm Baby Elegance has just won a mega contract from toy store Smiths, and that's only half the story. And finally, we have that magician and his magic app. And if you want a famous shout out for your business, please text us now on 0874 100 102. I almost read out my own text number there. Email us on live at todayfm.com or tweet us on at SBS Today FM. Now, Winnebago is a brand synonymous with those massive, luxurious motorhomes that traverse the United States. There was a particularly huge version in the movie Meet the Fockers, you may remember. The company has results due out in the next couple of days, but in its last set of quarterly results, it looked like everything was going gangbusters. So why has the share price dropped from a high of $60 last December to nearer $40 a few weeks ago? And actually on Friday, somebody must have heard we were featuring them on the Sunday Business Show because the shares went up by 7%. Our man in the driving seat today to tell us about the business behind the brand Winnebago is Aidan Donnelly, Chief Chauffeur at Davy Stockbrokers. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am still a little bit shook because you told me how much the top-end Winnebago costs.
$545,000.
But there is a cheaper version.
There is indeed. Now, I think listeners should know that it was you that was really interested in covering this stock, which I suppose is very apt given the fact that there's increasing demand for Winnebago products from the baby boomers. And I think you probably fit squarely in that category. So that you're obviously trying to plan for your retirement and drive around the highways and the byways of Ireland in your new Winnebago.
My $540,000 job a year. Yeah. Come here to me. $60 down to 40-ish at one stage.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the coverage and the news. There's nothing bad there. It all looks pretty good.
Yeah, it is. I suppose the big thing to think about, if you look longer term in this one, they are the market leader of the motorhome market. It's a big market. It's a 5.4 billion market. And there was about 480,000 shipments last year. But I think when you look at the recession, their revenues went from a little over a billion down to 200 million. So it is very, very cyclical. And I think when you look at that, that explains why you get quite a volatile share price. Now, there are, as you said, positives going on in the background, and you know there's growth factors, as you know, we jokingly mentioned about the baby boomers, but that is a huge part of the business. But also, they're trying to expand their dealer network. They've done a couple of deals. They bought a company called Grand Designs, not to be confused with the TV program, but Grand Designs, which is a kind of a higher end part of the market. Now, the market itself splits into two. They've got this, you know, the classic motorhomes that we would always see, but they've also got a thing called, and only the Americans would call it, towables. So, reed caravans as a unit, but they don't look at all like the caravans that, you know, will be around
here. They're very American.
They are completely very American, and they nicely fit onto the back of our hook up to the back of your pickup truck and things like that. But, you know, that towables market has really been probably the driver, for the simple reason that they are in at the lower priced point, you know, so you've got the towables coming in at, as we said, anywhere between kind of 17,000 and 100,000, whereas if you move up into the motorhomes themselves, you know, the entry level there is about 80, and as I said, all the way up to 545,000 dollar. So there is a huge, huge scope within that. And
now, you said that it is cyclical, therefore, based on a downturn, it'll go down. But I have noticed that things are going up in the States. So how come the share price was going down?
Well, I think the share price had been very strong in kind of 16 and most of 17. So it's just given up a little bit of the benefit. It is a very US-focused business. About 93% of the business is done in the US. The 7% international is really only Canada and a little bit into Mexico. In terms of the split between the company, as I said, about a little under 50-50 between motorhomes, the big motorhomes, and the Tobel business. But when you look at the improvement in the market over the last little while, a lot of it a bit like houses here, there was a large degree of negative equity, strangely enough, during the downturn. So, you know, people who had motorhomes, had bought them at the peak, you know, borrowed for them, there was negative equity. But we're starting to see the secondhand pricing market pick up. And that's a real key point for an awful lot for the industry. So if you see some of that stabilisation, and even improvement in the secondhand market, it allows people who may be in negative equity to trade up in terms of the motorhome that they're going for. So that's definitely, we're seeing secondhand prices improving, and that is leading to a better situation for brand new motorhomes being bought.
So is it, we will be talking to loads of businesses about going international today. I wonder why they haven't gone international themselves or bigger international.
I think the main thing is the nature of the product that you're talking about. You do have a pretty decent motorhome business in continental Europe. Obviously, it's not so much here or in the UK, because you just don't have it. But if you go on Europe and in Europe, you'll see it. Now, in Europe, you tend to get a lot of the larger auto manufacturers doing it. So Winnebago is a pure play within the States, and they have been in operation for years and years, and they are kind of, as I said, the market leader within that space.
I was reading the history of the company. It was actually set up during a recession to try to dig someplace in Iowa or somewhere like that.
Out of the recession. Yeah.
And they now employ 2,500 people.
Yeah, like it's a big business, and you know, it is as a very much US focus. Like when you talk to the company, they'll tell you, look, we have an iconic brand, we have a decent balanced portfolio. Obviously, as they've come out of the recession, they were very levered going into the over levered, they had a lot of debt. That's improving. So I think with the secondhand market improving, with the fact that they're trying to expand into the dealer network, and I think what's become another big part of the industry is the fact that a lot of people want to rent them just for, you know, a 2 week holiday, a 3 week holiday, or whatever.
I would love to do that, to drive across the States in one. Yeah, in the massive one.
Massive one, yeah, yeah. You can actually do a live show from the back of one. There's the plan for next year now.
So you like, you not like?
I actually like it in terms of the fact that you look at the business and it is improving. Now, valuation wise, it looks very reasonable, but you do have to factor in the idea that share price has been very, very strong. You're looking at a P of about 13 times, so it's down in bargain basement territory, where you're considered. I know you don't like the high PE stocks, so you normally come out in a rash when we talk about high PE
stocks.
And it
just about pays a dividend, is about less than 1%
or something like that. It is small. But there is huge leverage to the upside. If the market continues to do well, they will do very, very well because of the market position that they've got.
Buy or sell?
I'd probably be more on the buy tack, I have to say.
You're not sounding enthusiastic.
No, I think it's a good story. It's a very niche story, and for somebody who wants to play something niche, I think it definitely offers it. But again, as we always say, you have to look at the disclosures on my website, davy.ie/Aidan Donnelly. Keep us out of jail. But in general, yeah, I think for those who want something different, it is intriguing.
And that is Aidan Donnelly of Davy.ie. Aidan, as usual, thanks very much for joining us. We better take a quick break, after which we will be looking into eyewear. Get it?
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable, and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.